Most standard household cleaning products contain 20 dangerous chemicals. Put the days of worrying about harmful toxins behind you with Eden Pure's household cleaning kit. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie to save $50 on the Eden Pure household cleaning kit.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
House Republicans are holding a COVID hearing tomorrow. Would you testify if they asked you?
The most important thing we've got to do is stick with data, stick with science, be transparent, and be honest.
He's lying. He's a complete liar.
Based on my initial analysis of the data, I came to believe, and I still believe today, that it indicates that COVID-19 more likely was the result of an accidental lab leak.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What's really happening here? What you're seeing is hysteria.
Someone wicked has disturbed our peaceful city, Frank.
But who would do such a thing?
Tucker Carlson took a page from George Orwell's 1984.
He must pay for his wrongdoings. Oh, he's gonna pay.
Over 100 officers were assaulted on that day. 5 officers died.
Well, it's not outrage. Of course, it's fear. It's panic.
Come on! Let's get him!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. The local Teamsters Union in Boston is Local 25. It's based out of Charlestown. A lot of wise guys over the years, to put it mildly. A lot of wise guys. One of them was a guy named William O'Brien. The FBI once raided his house and found $50,000. He was never charged, but they found a lot of money in his house. And he had a son, William O'Brien did, named Sean O'Brien. Sean O'Brien rose through the ranks of the Pinky Ring Union, and he's now the president of the National Teamsters Union. He served the suspension once for a couple of weeks for threatening publicly threatening members of a local in Rhode Island. You can see it on your, I think you can still see it on YouTube. He was suspended from the union for a couple of weeks. And you may remember some Local 25 enforcers were tried in federal court for threatening a crew from Panhandler Broadcasting System a few years back down in Milton. They'd fled to Milton to escape the shakedowns and the demands. Excuse me, not shakedowns, the demands of Local 25. They tried a guy named Fiddler. He beat the rap. He was, I think, a grandson of Suitcase Fiddler, legendary Boston wise guy, shall we say. And so Sean O'Brien has ascended to become the national boss of the Teamsters. When he was working running Local 25, he had a guy working for him named Dan Restine. Does that name ring a bell? You ever see the movie The Departed? He was one of the state police extras, along with a guy named Hughes. And he rose to become the lieutenant colonel in the state police, Dan Restine. And his girlfriend was the admitted perjurer, money launderer, drug dealer, Leah Gendoso, in the K-9 unit. Remember her? she was busted off the force, off the state police. She somehow, despite her criminal past, her admitted criminal past, her admitted perjury in front of a federal grand jury involving her gangster boyfriend, she was somehow hired by the state police after a nationwide search. I wonder how that worked out. But after she was busted and had to resign, Dan Restine took early retirement from the state police. He was the lieutenant colonel and the number 2 or 3 guy. Would you care to guess what Dan Restine's kiss in the mail is, his monthly kiss in the mail is now? $13,521 a month. Overall, he makes $162,248 a year. And then he went to work to supplement his modest pension. He went to work at Local 25 for Sean O'Brien. It's a small world, isn't it? All these people know one another, and down through the generations. Billy O'Brien's son, and Suitcase Fiddler's grandson and Leah Gendosa's boyfriend. They're all together. It's amazing, isn't it? So the reason I bring this up today is Sean O'Brien is now the president of the National Teamsters, and he was testifying before the U.S. Senate today. And he got into a heated verbal exchange with Republican Senator Mark Wayne Mullen about unions, their salaries, and union member dues. And Mark Wayne Mullen is apparently a pipe fitter, plumbing contractor in Oklahoma. And he's bumped up against Teamsters, as anyone who's been in business often used to, and still does in some cases, bump up against Teamsters. So anyway, this is Mark Wayne Mullen, the senator from Republican senator from Oklahoma, getting into it with local Teamsters president Sean O'Brien. He was the president of Local 25 in Charlestown. Now he's the national president. Cut 13.
What do you bring for that salary?
What do I bring?
Yeah. What job have you committed, or have you
this is the senator.
Started? What job have you created? One job, other than sucking the paycheck out of somebody else that you want to say that you're trying to provide because you're forcing them to pay dues?
And no, then, we don't force.
Well, Senator, you've asked the
you're
question.
You're out of line.
Let him answer
actually,
the question.
I haven't, and don't tell me I'm out.
You
of line.
You are out of line.
Don't tell me I'm out of line.
Well, you frame.
Don't tell me.
You
I'm frame.
You frame. You
Sir,
frame a statement.
You need to shut
tough
your
guy.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Because you don't know.
You're
going to
tell me to shut my mouth?
Yes,
yeah.
I did.
Hold it.
Yeah.
Hold it.
Yes,
tough guy. I'm not afraid of physical.
Senator, hold it.
But don't sit there and tell me I'm out of line.
Senator. You made a statement. You asked the question.
I didn't ask a question.
You did it.
I answered the question.
You asked the question about how
well,
much money.
Rhetorical.
Let him answer.
It was a rhetorical
well,
question.
Well, you may think it's rhetorical.
It
sounded
rhetorical.
To me like a question. Let him answer the question.
I'm not yielding my time to him. So if you're going to let me keep my time, that's fine.
You'll have your time. Let him. You ask a question. He has
so,
a right to answer that.
As far as my salary goes, my salary, if you follow me around, I actually look at this building. I bet you I work more hours than you do, twice as many hours.
That's impossible. But
no, that's true.
Sir, you don't
secondly,
know what hard work is.
Secondly,
if you want to follow
yeah.
my schedule, be,
secondly,
be
just ask Suitcase's
day.
Grandson or Leah Gendosa's boyfriend how much I work. Huh? Not for nothing. But I'm from the town. You know my father? He knew a lot of guys in Charlestown. You know, here are the McLaughlins, the Hughes. So, keep going. Cut 14.
Tell me one job that you created.
What do you talk? Be specific.
You're an employer?
No, we're not an employer.
You employ people?
No, but, you know, it's funny.
So, no, then,
we
hold
create,
on. Then,
we
then
create
that's
opportunity.
Not creating jobs.
We create opportunity because we
Sir,
hold
that's
we
not,
hold greedy CEOs like yourself
not,
accountable.
You call me a greedy CEO.
Oh, yeah, you are. You want to attack my salary, I'll attack yours. What did
ahead.
You make? What did you make when you owned your company?
When I made my company, I kept my salary down at about $50,000 a year because I invested every penny into it.
Okay. All right. You mean you hid money?
No, I didn't hide. Oh. Hold on a second.
Nobody in the Teamsters ever hid money.
He said that's out of line. You said
right,
I was out of
we're
line.
Even. We're
He's,
even.
We're not even. We're not even close to being even. You
I
think
know.
It's smart? You think you're funny?
No,
you're not.
You think you're funny?
No, I never said. Did I smile?
You frame your opening statement.
Hold on. That's the.
You frame your opening statement saying you're a
Senator,
tough guy.
Continue. Senator.
Why don't you. Senator Mullen should have asked him, what did you say to that Teamster local in Rhode Island that got you suspended? Did the FBI ever come into your father's house?
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown. I amuse you. I make you laugh. What do you mean funny? Funny how? How am I funny?
How many members of Local 25 over the years have been members of organized crime, specifically the Winter Hill Gang? You ever got him Howie Winter? Did he have a card? How about a guy named Buddy McLean? Did he have a card? Your predecessor, George Cashman, did he go to prison? Your predecessor, Billy McCarthy, did he go to prison? These are just a few questions I would have asked. But that's me. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. We'll take some calls in just a moment, and we'll get to the poll question. Maybe we'll take some calls on what the state legislature should do about these licenses that are expiring to sell to-go liquor. I love getting a good night's sleep, and I'm so excited because my sleep just received an upgrade. The MyPillow 2.0 is finally here. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over while you're sleeping. The MyPillow 2.0 is designed for coolness and engineered for comfort. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is offering a buy one, get one free special on the MyPillow 2.0 with code Howie. Available in four levels, it's machine washable and dryable. Don't trust me? If you don't love it, you can always return it with MyPillow's 10-year warranty and 60-day money-back guarantee. Take advantage of the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one offer today by going to MyPillow.com and clicking on the radio listener square. Don't forget to use the code word Howie at checkout. Enhance your sleep quality today. Call 800-658-4965 or go to MyPillow.com and use the code word Howie. That's 800-658-4965 or MyPillow.com, code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He hasn't quite reached the get off my lawn status, but he's getting pretty close.
You've grown up on instant orange juice. Flip a dial, instant entertainment. Dial seven digits, instant communication. Turn a key, push a pedal, instant transportation. Flash a card, instant money. Shove in a problem, push a few buttons, instant answers.
The Howie Carr Show will be right back. Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by Monetary Gold. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. This is all the more reason for you to protect your assets from Brandon. You need Monetary Gold's free wealth protection guide. Order yours today at MonetaryGold.com/Howie. That's MonetaryGold.com/Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarrShow.com, is should the legislature extend the panic-era sale of alcoholic beverages in to-go containers?
I'm going to say no, and I'm not a prohibitionist, and anyone can do whatever they want, but I don't think it's a wise thing to give people that kind of temptation with an open container of distilled spirits or anything other kind of alcohol on the road.
56% say no.
All right, 844-500-4242. Someone just sent me a bunch of Teamster jokes. How many Teamsters does it take to screw in a light bulb? 20. You got a bleeping problem with that? How tall is a Teamster? I don't know. I've never seen one standing up. How do you tell a Teamster's dead? The donut rolls out of his hand. What did the Teamster father say to his kid? Why don't you go out and watch the other kids play? I know. One of my first assignments when I went to work as a reporter.
You're only saying these jokes because you're nowhere near Boston right now. Is that right?
Hey, I told you I've seen Teamsters. The Teamsters had a lawyer in Winston-Salem. He later went to prison for selling cocaine. But I ran into Teamsters before that. I covered a strike. It was one of my first big assignments for the Winston-Salem Journal. The Pilot Freight. It was this big trucking company that was non-union, and the Teamsters were trying to unionize them. So I was on that beat because there was so much violence. And so one morning I'm just getting ready to go to work and I get a call. It's the daughter of the owner. She was the public relations person. She said, "Can you get a photographer out to our house?" And I said, "Why?" And she said, "The Teamsters grabbed their dog the night before, a St. Bernard, and hanged it from the child swing in the front yard." I said, "That's pretty bad, and you know we'll write something for the police report, but I don't think we really need a picture. I don't think that picture is going to make the paper." 844-500-4242. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie. Love your show, man. Hey, thanks. I went to school with two of Gary Winter's sons, and they were great kids. At
Howie Winter's sons. Howie Winter.
Howie, I'm sorry. Yeah. Howie Winter's son. Yeah, one of the kid that was that I knew the best was Gary Winter Jr. Gary Winter and then Howie Winter. They're both great athletes. But I was a teamster for 31 years out of a small company in Somerville. Before I was hired, they were on strike for 6 months. But the company would treat us like trash because they had like six other branches that were non-union. But we used to have a union BA would show up, and if he'd have drunk.
Business older, agent.
And he had $50 bills hanging out of his pocket. I went to two union meetings in 31 years, Howie. But I've been collecting a Teamster's pension for 22 years, and it was flatbed. It was shingles, handle, everything was pitch, 600-pound barrels of pitch and, 100-pound barrels of buckets of asphalt. Everything was manual labor. So it wasn't an easy job. And
You're lucky, though, that you have a pension, because the guys in North Carolina, they were in the Central States Pension Fund. You know what happened to that, right?
Yeah, I live in North Carolina. I've been here for 20
years.
They
gave all the money under Fitzsimmons. Fitzsimmons was the guy who took Hoffa's place after Hoffa went to prison, and then Hoffa was killed by the mob. And Fitzsimmons went to prison, too, but he was totally owned by the guys at the outfit in Chicago and the guys in St. Louis. And they shipped all the money from the Central States Teamster Pension Fund out to Vegas and invested it and gave it to the mafia.
I realized that. My father was an iron worker, and he was telling me that one of the guys that he worked with stood up at a union meeting and asked, well, what about this money you're spending? And he was told, shut up and sit down.
I have a pension too from the union, and not the Teamsters, from Screen Actors Guild, and I'm glad to have the pension, but I wouldn't have joined the union. I at first after being in a right to work state like North Carolina, I had to work like 70 hours a week, and I was paid short money. I thought being in a union would be a good thing when I came back to Boston, but it wasn't. Unions generally suck. I mean, sometimes you need a union, but overall, I would say most people who've been in unions would agree that unions suck. And it's not all it's knocked up to be. 844-500-4242. Let's see here. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
I always wanted to say this, but Marty Walsh, he's just like this guy, and he made it all the way to the White House. I think he was a thug all of these years, and look at him, mayor, now in the White House.
Now he's got a $3 million job with the NHL, the Players Association.
They're killing me the way they're making out like bandits.
I could say something, but I won't. But he has a cousin named Marty Walsh too. They're both named Marty Walsh, believe it or not. And the cousin, when they were trying to stop Boston 2024, the cousin went to this neighborhood meeting, and they're just saying, this is going to wreck the South End. It's going to wreck Roxbury. It's going to wreck Dorchester. It's going to just be a union ripoff. And the cousin, Marty Walsh, came, and he was just, just blustering and swaggering around and, screaming and yelling at these people from Dorchester. It was crazy. I mean, I don't think Marty ever acted that bad. Marty never acted like Local 25, like he was hanging out at Sullivan's Tap in Sullivan Square. That was a real bucket of blood. That place. That was next to the union headquarters. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls when we come back, and I still want to go back to the question of the to-go cups from the local licensed establishments. I know they suffered during COVID, and who didn't suffer during COVID? What business didn't suffer during COVID? But it's over now, and it's time to get back to more sane behavior, in my opinion. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. 774 says, in the 80s, my father would bring me to the local 25 Union Hall in Charlestown Saturdays, and he would give blood, and the business agent would give him Bruins tickets for the Saturday afternoon game. Yeah, they, you know, the Teamsters aren't all bad. Nobody in any organization, not everybody is bad, all bad, but, you know, that was kind of a, that's always been kind of a mobbed up crew. I mean, there is no more mob per se now, but those guys, there were a lot of bad guys in Local 25. They always used to say too that the one reason they had good truck hijackers in the Winter Hill Gang was they were Local 25. They were Teamsters. They knew about the fifth wheel. You know, they knew how to disconnect a trailer from the cab. And they could do it real fast because they were real good at it. 844-500-4242. Neil, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Neil.
Hey, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
Have you taken a good look around lately? Nothing works.
I have noticed that.
You know why?
I think everybody's noticed that, including the airports, by the way. Steve Lynch, the congressman from South Boston, another union guy, by the way, iron workers, he wants an investigation now of all these near misses at Logan Airport. How about all the near misses everywhere, all across the country, Neil? Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. Edward, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Edward.
Hey, Howie, thanks for taking my call. You know what? I think everybody... This House, Republican House, should just subpoena everybody that they think is involved with some kind of collusion or whatever and make them get lawyers and pay out of their own dime like everybody, like all the Republican people that got hosed.
Right. Lawfare, they call it. You know, it's the saying is, and I don't repeat it enough, the process is the punishment. Like what they did to General Flynn. They bankrupted him, basically. He had two houses when it started, and he had one house when it was over, and they almost they threatened to put his, not only him, but his son in prison. You're right. I'm okay with that. They are subpoenaing a lot of people, though. I mean, that's why some of this stuff, I think, is happening. You know, like the FBI admitting that, you know, COVID was probably caused by a lab leak. I mean, they claim they released that information in 2021, but I never heard it. And they're admitting to the Washington Post, or claiming to the Washington Post, I should say, that they were against the Mar-a-Lago raid. And you have you have some of these. A doctor today was talking about Dr. Robert Redfield, who I thought was an ally of Fauci. Maybe I just didn't pay enough attention to it. But he was basically saying that, you know, he was dragooned into saying that that the COVID virus came out of the wet market or the bat cave, whatever it was, and he didn't really believe it. But he was testifying today in front of Congress under oath, and this never, if the Democrats, this was a point that's pretty interesting. It hasn't been made enough, I don't think, today in the national media for obvious reasons. The Democrats, in the 2 years after Brandon took over, and when they controlled Congress, both branches, and the presidency, they never had a single hearing on the origins of COVID. I mean, forget the million people dead. That was bad enough. A million people dead in the U.S., 7 million dead worldwide. But it destroyed the entire society, not just the economy, destroyed everything. And the Democrats had no interest in finding out where the virus came from. The first hearing was today on Capitol Hill. It's pretty amazing when you think about it. This is former CDC director Robert Redfield, Cut 16.
Did you agree, in your opinion, with Dr. Anderson's assessment at the time that this virus did look engineered?
I was concerned because of
the presence of the furring cleavage site that we've talked about. And I think it's important to understand what that cleavage site does. That cleavage site totally changes the orientation of the binding domain of COVID. So it now, which could not see the ACE2 receptor, which is the human receptor, it totally changes the orientation now, so it has high affinity for a human receptor. So that furin cleavage site bothered me. It didn't seem that it belonged there. And then when you look at the sequences that it used, and it's beyond the committee, but I know many of you have looked into it, the sequences that they used in those 12 nucleotides for arginine were the arginine sequences, nucleotide triplet, that coded for the human arginine. So why did this virus have the arginine sequences for human there, not bat? It was very disconcerting to me. It looked like this virus was engineered.
Nice to know now, Dr. Redfield. Where were you in 2020? I mean, that was a lot of technical jargon there, but just think about it as this gain of function. When they say gain of function, it means make it more toxic. Function, a virus, the function is to attack an organism. So gain of function means make it more effective at attacking an organism. Cut 17, Robert Redfield continues.
Was this, what you're observing and speaking of, is this something that would be in line with gain-of-function research and the capabilities it would provide to
right.
the virus?
Yeah. I mean, basically, this lab published in 2014 that they accomplished in this, allowing the coronaviruses that they were working with in the lab to bind to the ACE2 receptor in humanized mice. And the only way they did that was by reorienting the binding domain.
People are texting saying this. They're just covering their rear ends here with this stuff. It's at least on the record. I'm not saying anything is, you know, Dr. Fauci is not going to be frog marched in shackles. We're not going to see Fauci and the rest of them in orange jumpsuits, obviously. But still, would you rather have nothing exposed about what went on? Here's Christopher Wray again today talking about this. Cut 15.
As the committee knows, the FBI has long assessed, going all the way back to the summer of 2021, that the origin of the pandemic was likely a lab incident in Wuhan.
In other words, once Biden was safely installed as president, we could talk about it a little bit. Although, I don't understand. I don't remember that. Can someone tell me that they remember the FBI making this announcement in 2021? If anything, it maybe was in a footnote in some kind of obscure report that nobody noticed. And, of course, the Democrats in the press weren't looking for it anyway, and they wouldn't have reported it had they found it. They probably would have called the FBI and said, hey, this might hurt the party if this got out. 844-500-4242. Yeah, I know everybody's asking, where were these people? How about 3 years ago? How about 3 years ago, it might have helped with the election. It might have helped before they shut down the schools or before they shut down essential businesses like the Club Castaway in Franklin County. Can you believe that? That the only strip club in Franklin County was shut down on orders of Charlie Parker, the governor, as a non-essential business. Talk about misguided priorities in this society. 844-500-4242. CJ, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, CJ.
Howie, that clip you played with that woman there ranting about Tucker Carlson, if I'm not mistaken, she said that we cannot trust the facts that Tucker gives us. I assume they want us to believe the lies that they tell us.
Right. Who are you going to believe, your lion eyes or Brandon? CJ, that's basically what she's saying.
They keep telling us, you know, you can't believe the facts. They tell us to believe the science, but you can't believe the facts, so believe the lies.
Right. Right, that's what they want. It's and for Whoopi Goldberg to say it's Tucker Carlson is Orwellian, their defense is Orwellian. One day East Asia is our enemy. The next day, East Asia is our ally. And you're not supposed to remember that East Asia was our enemy the day before. Thanks for the call, CJ. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Howie, they knew back in 2020 that this was a biological weapon. They knew that it was made in a lab. I'm telling you, they knew. And not only that, in October, if you look up the Milken Institute, Milken, where Dr. Bright, Dr. Fauci, they're discussing it. Dr. Bright says, we need, and I'm quoting them, he says, we need an entity of excitement, such as a virus out of China, to blow up the system of making vaccines the way they're doing it now. That's online. They're discussing the need for a virus out of China to blow the system up. And that's in October of 2019, Howie, 4 months basically before it hits the U.S.
I know. How about this stuff that's coming out of the UK? The London Telegraph is reporting it, that the Minister of Health, whatever he's called over there, Matthew Hancock is his name. He's not there anymore. But in Christmas 2020, the election's over, unfortunately, but they're still trying to scare everybody, keep them in line. And he says, it's in an email, when are we going to release the new variant? To scare their pants off. To scare their pants off. That's this is the guy who's running public health in the United Kingdom. You think he's any different, his attitude than Fauci and Walensky and all the rest of them? I think not. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The United States recently hit the debt ceiling of $31.4 trillion. And yes, we should be scared. Congress is squabbling, and with the Democrat Party in power, we sit in an unprecedented state of danger. If the U.S. defaults on its debt, interest rates will skyrocket and economies across the globe will collapse. This means hardworking Americans will have to pay for the sins of President Biden's overreaching spending sprees. There is, however, good news. When the value of the dollar plummets, gold holds its value. Learn how to protect your retirement by getting Monetary Goals Free Protection Guide. Call them at 800-267-6500 to protect your retirement money from the careless spending of the Democrats. The current debt ceiling problems pose unprecedented economic threats, and Americans are racing to buy gold before the country defaults. This free guide is here to help you protect your money before it's too late. Call Monetary Gold, 800-267-6500. That's 800-267-6500. I'm Howie Carr.
You have meddled with the primal forces of nature, and you will atone.
Howie Carr.
Come on,
G-Dope.
I want to do my share of the work.
Howie Carr is back.
Cape Cod Times. Barnstable police investigate alleged collision involving D.A. Galloway, the new Democrat D.A. Barnstable police investigate an alleged collision February 23rd between a car driven by Cape and Islands District Attorney Robert Galloway and et cetera, et cetera. They make it out to be sort of a nothing story. There have been all kinds of rumors, but at least the Cape Cod Times got something into the paper. I don't know how significant the story is at this point. 844-500-4242. We're talking about Club Castaways, the only strip club in Franklin County, now wants to reopen as a topless pot dispensary. 774 says, went to Club Castaways about 5 years ago on a motorcycle run to New York. They call it the oasis of the Pioneer Valley. The oasis has been dry for 3 years. It's been shut down. Another victim of COVID craziness. 844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Hey,
Hey, Howie, thanks again. Two calls in a night. I'm going to have to play the lottery. So there was so much foreshadowing between Fauci and Biden and Obama and the media on the pandemic that I have two words. COVID was the coup. That's actually three words.
That was four. It's four. But, you know, I understand what you're saying. Thanks. 844-500-4242. Limerick guy says, arresting Fauci for aiding and abetting the ruination of the country ain't going to happen because then you would have to include Dear Leader and plugs. I understand that. I said it's not going to happen. I understand totally. 844-500-4242. That is the toll-free number of the Howie Carr Show. And let's have Senator Tom Cotton. He's been really vindicated with everything he said about the COVID lab leak last year, and he was accused of being a conspiracy theorist and a racist, et cetera, et cetera. So here he is about he's going after the woman who runs the CIA, Avril Haines, over her assessment that violent extremists pose a more lethal threat to Americans than fentanyl. I mean, again, this is just a Democrat left wing talking points, but he lets her have it, as well he should. She's the director of national intelligence, not the CIA. Cut 12.
On page 33, you write, transnational, racially or ethnically motivated violent extremists continue to pose the most lethal threat to U.S. persons and interests. Are you serious? You seriously think that racially and ethnically motivated violent extremists are the most lethal threat that Americans face?
So, yes, sir. In terms of the number of people killed or wounded as a consequence.
How many people were killed by racially and ethnically motivated violent extremists in the United States last year?
I don't have the exact number for you right here, but I will get it for you.
How many people were killed by fentanyl in the United States last year?
As you know, it's over 100,000 for fentanyl. But
so isn't that a more lethal threat?
Absolutely, but it's not being compared against fentanyl in that statement. It's in the context of terrorist threat.
On page 33, you write.
Yeah, she said, that's what she said. She said it's the most lethal threat facing the United States. And then she admits it's not true. These people are total clowns. 844-500-4242. Jim, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, Howie. Over there at Castaways, how are they going to do that? Put the girls in glass, or how are you going to go and if they're going to be exposed to pot smoke all day long, what a lawsuit that would be.
Well, that's what one of the selectmen, a select woman, said. Said, you know, I'm kind of unclear. She said this to the owners of the place that they said, we'll give up our liquor license, but we just want to have topless marijuana dispensary. And she said, I'm unclear who exactly is going to be topless here. And you know what, Jim? They didn't answer the question, apparently, according to the Greenfield Recorder.
But if you've got people that are going and working around that stuff all day, believe me, I used to drive rock and roll buses, and when I did, the people that are entertainers, they will tell you right now that they've had bad experiences with drivers that have been around the stuff, but say nothing about if you've been around the people that have been on that stuff for years, it will affect. You'll see that it does affect them. And then when you go and take people that also they may have other drugs in their system or alcohol and everything else, and
right.
Then I definitely get scared of the idea of alcohol and pot being in the same place.
Like a fool, I mixed them, and it strangled up my mind. This is Bob Dylan. Now people just get uglier, and I have no sense of time. I'm Howie Carr.